So what we have URL. Then we have the customer name and order number. That's just an extra one with the link. So then it tells them that's part of the link. It's just not in the link like it's supposed to. So I keep it right on Thunder. You be fine. It doesn't happen, I do it. All right. And then the order, and then what did I say? Reason. Now, if it's a customer claiming fraud, you done went through the whole process of them ordering it, their name matched, their address matched, they got the packet, they used the product, but they say they didn't order it. You're going to get those. They will. You will transfer them to the fraud department. You'll just type fraud. You'll just type fraud. He did it. Shit. Yeah, yeah. You said that. You got to kill them with kindness. So I said, not to what I was like. But I was like, oh. That's that first impression that I was talking about yesterday. So you'll put fraud. And you will still send it to escalation retention because that is our fraud department. Okay? But you'll put fraud so they'll know. Because if you send the escalation, they answer the phone and says, hi, my name is floor supervisor. How may I help you? But if you put fraud in their box, they answer the phone and says, hi, my name is Shanta, here in the fraud department. Okay? So that lets them know how to come in with their opening. So if you don't come in, if you don't put fraud, then they answer as a floor supervisor. They got customers say, I didn't ask for a supervisor, I asked for the fraud department. And I've got to be like, oh, okay, well, one moment. So, yeah. Make sure you put it there. So you do the same that way, transfer, escalation, retention,